What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. You are tuned into another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, I want to share some swim lessons and some lessons on life I learned from a simple 21-month-old in the course of 2 weeks' time. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast, where I talk about lessons from a 21-month-old in swim class. Enjoy. Super funny how a kiddo no more than 2 years old could teach you some amazing and valuable life lessons. And I found it too important to not share with you on today's episode. So here's what I want to talk about. Over the course of the last 2 weeks, we have had our daughter in swim lessons. We haven't had her in swim lessons for the last 2 weeks. We've actually had her in swim lessons since she was 3 months old. That's a conversation for a different time though. So what you need to know is over the course of the last 2 weeks, and probably even further than that, if I want to go back just a little bit, is that every Friday we take Coco to swim lessons. Like every single Friday, 100% committed, all in, no matter what we have going on, we make sure to schedule our days around Coco swim lessons so that she gets experience in the water, because we love the water more than anything. We want our daughter to do the same. And even if she doesn't want to do it, like, she loves going to swim. She loves the water 100% for sure. But we want to know that when she is in the water, when she is around the water, that she is safe, which is why we've been committed every single week, every single Friday, to taking her to swim lessons with the same instructor up in Mission Viejo. Shout out to Evolution Swim. If you need somewhere to go to train your kiddo how to swim, they're amazing. They're the best of the best of the best, and they will take good care of you. Shameless plug for them, 100% unsolicited. So anyway, we're in swim lessons. I'm going to back up like 2 or 3 weeks now. So we have Coco. She's graduated out of the water acclimation classes, and she is in what we call Starfish 1. So Starfish 1 is learning to float on her back. Now, here's the interesting thing. In Starfish 1, Coco is with a group of kiddos who haven't been left in the pool by themselves before. So what I mean by this is that if we go into the water bugs classes, these are the water acclimation classes, the one that she just graduated from, that one of the parents is in the pool with the kid at all times, like holding the kid. So for every Friday, except for when I had tattoos, I was in the water with Coco, holding her, swimming with her, dunking her under the water, doing all the things, getting her comfortable. After those set of classes, they graduate into the Starfish classes. Now, the Starfish class, Starfish 1, is all about floating on the back. But the interesting part about it is that there's a group of three kids now. And these three kids don't have their parents in the pool at all with them. They don't even have them around the pool. They're separated out into a waiting room, and they can watch their kids through the glass, but sometimes the kiddos will cry. And so Coco is very resilient. And yes, I'm a biased parent, but she is very, very resilient. She is very good. She is very patient. She's great with strangers for the most part, except for the guy who came up and scared her at the grocery store a couple years ago. And now she's afraid of mostly all men when she first comes into contact with them. So thank you for that creepy stranger who had your mask on in the grocery store trying to talk to my daughter. Really appreciate that you have traumatized her from that. So anyway, we're at swim lessons. Coco's in the water with Nina. And here's what we noticed is that she was doing great for about 2 weeks. And then a new kid was introduced to the class. That new kid, no hate on the kid. I love it. I think it's amazing. All kids should be there. If Coco would have done this, we certainly would have done the same thing. But this kiddo's like screaming, crying the entire class, like super upset, super emotional, wants to be with her parents. And the parents are just kind of sitting back like, yeah, it really sucks to like watch my kid cry like this. But it upset Coco too. Now, Coco's an empath, much like me, so she can feel people's emotions. But it also made Coco get more scared to be in the pool. It was almost as if she's like, well, she's scared to not be around her parents. Like, maybe I should be scared too. So Coco started crying. So for like 2 weeks, we have Coco, who was comfortable in these classes, now crying in them. And like, wanting to get out, wanting to be with mom and dad, trying to do her best, but like not screaming and crying. She was okay. She kind of held it together, but just a little more scared, a little more timid than she would normally be in these swim classes because mom and dad weren't around. So that's what happened for the last couple of weeks. Now, the interesting part is this past Friday, Coco graduates into a new swim class. So as she graduated into the new swim class, here's the interesting part, is that the kiddo in this class is ultra confident. So it's Coco and one other girl, and the other girl is like super confident, super happy, having a blast, and lo and behold, guess who's having a blast and super confident, doing things that we didn't even know she could do in the water as a result. That's right, my daughter, Colette. Now, I had this huge realization as a result, and the realization was this, is, oh my gosh, the reason that Coco is leveling up is because there's another kiddo in the class with her who is leveled up, who's on the same page as her, actually way better at swimming than her. And so it was really interesting. And this girl's like a year older than Coco as well. It's really interesting to watch, to see a kiddo of the same age with the same skill set, but crying and scared, leveled down my daughter. But a kiddo a year older with a way greater skill set actually leveled up my daughter to a place we had never seen before. Now, as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking like, these are just kids. It's just kids. It doesn't really matter, which it doesn't. But the interesting part about it is for you and I, it does. And it's super important. So think about this, is that the people you are surrounding yourself with currently are allowing you to either level up or level down in all aspects of your life. And I couldn't be more clear when I see this is like who I have been surrounded by in my life at different scenarios and situations in my life have allowed me to either level up or level down. Like when I wanted to be an assistant manager at the oil change shop, I had a manager who was pushing me as hard as he could to go to college. He would literally be on a Saturday when we are our busiest. He'd be like, hey, dude, we're super busy right now, but just let me run it so you can finish your homework. This was someone trying to level me up because he knew I had more potential than what I saw in myself at the time. I had other people in my life who were trying to level me down. People in the drug game, people in the, you know, like all kinds of mischievous things that I was trying to get into when I was in high school and after. And these people were not, and unintentionally, but leveling me down in all aspects of my life, stunting my growth. And here's what I realized is that we as human beings grow in the presence of greatness. Like you grow in the presence of greatness. And if you're not surrounding yourself with people who are great or doing their best to be the greatest version of themselves, you're doing a huge disservice to no one else other than yourself. And you may even be doing a disservice to who? That's right. Those people trying to level up themselves as well, because you could be an anchor to many people in your life and not even know it. And this couldn't be more true as I'm watching my daughter and I'm watching her float on her back by herself and flip from her stomach underwater to her back and floating on top of the water, like infant survival stuff. Like if she fell in the water, she would legitimately try to survive and not just float down and sink to the bottom. And it's because of being surrounded by a kiddo who is much better than her that was allowing to Coco to level up. And the interesting part about it is that Coco just being in that presence allowed her to get better immediately. And Coco could feel it and she was happier and her mood was different and her feeling like she had to be scared that her mom and dad were gone completely dissipated, which is so, so cool. So my question for you is this, is that in your life, where are people anchoring you down? Now, this could be in a work setting. This could be with family. This could be with friends. I have like a million different places that I can think about this. And I have friends right now who I hope are listening to this episode. So they're like checking boxes of, yeah, I need to cut these people from my life. For you, it may be quitting a job. For you, it may be telling your family, you're not going to do X, Y, and Z. And if they don't want to see you as a result, then they don't want to see you as a result. But whatever it is, sticking to your guns and actually allowing yourself to be surrounded by people who are going to let you level up. Because here's the truth of the matter. You could be surrounded by one person who sees your greatness, but if everybody else in your life is trying to dampen your light or pull you down, not one person is going to be able to save you, because the only person that can save you is you. And I see this time and time again, where people tell themselves excuses. They make excuses as to why they can't do X, Y, and Z. And you look at the people that they're surrounding themselves with, and it's no wonder why they can't do the things that they really want to do, or the things that they say they want to do, is because they're surrounding themselves with the wrong people. They're surrounding themselves with the shittiest people. And sometimes it's the opposite of that. Sometimes you look at somebody and you're like, how the hell did they get to there? Like, that person's an idiot. How did they get to this place? And you look who they're surrounded by, and they're surrounded by amazing people. And my question for you is this, is who are the people in your life who you need to continue to create relationship deposits with? That's right. I use the word deposits because I believe relationships are much like bank accounts. You make deposits or you make withdrawals. And if you make more deposits than you make withdrawals, you are ultimately adding value to those people's lives. If you've ever heard of the word appreciation literally means to go up in value. So when I tell clients that I appreciate you, it's because I see them raising in value. They raise the value of who I am as a person. That's why we don't work with just anyone at Nexus Family Chiropractic, and we're okay to turn people away, because I only work with the highest quality people, because I realize that shittier quality people will lower my value. will lower my ability to serve everybody they get to serve. It will lower my value that I have for my family. Appreciation is the name of the game. And this comes into a conversation of gratitude. So first thing I want you to do is think of the top five most important people who have had the most impact inside of your life. And what can you do for them to create a deposit? And I'm going to give you some simple tips for this in case you're stuck. One, make a list of those five people. Like literally write them down somewhere. Put it in a note in your phone, put it in a notebook. It doesn't matter where it is. Write those five names down. And then think of one special thing you can do for each of those people. It could be write a handwritten thank you note. Like most people think handwritten thank you notes are so stupid and silly. But I'm going to have you consider this. How many times do you check the mail and get super stoked when you get a surprising piece of mail that you didn't think you were going to get? Or when Amazon drops a box on your front doorstep and it's something you can't remember exactly what it is, but you're super excited to open it. There's something tangible about opening a gift or opening a note or opening a letter to someone. So just write your people that you appreciate thank you notes. Like make a deposit. Send them a text message. Send them a video message. Things that no one else is doing, and show them that you want to create value in their lives and you appreciate the value that they have created in your life. Do it for the top five people and see what happens. See who you start getting surrounded by. See what starts showing up in your life as a result. And on the converse of that, who are the bottom five people who your energy drains? The people who you make exhausted when you talk to them, where you're like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't have to talk to them. The people who you screen their phone calls or ignore their text messages. If those people are on your list, make a list of five of them. And then figure out strategically and lovingly, how can you get rid of them from your life? How can you spend less time with them? How can you make it clear to them that they're not creating value in your life the way you want to create the value in lives of other people? So that you can start to level up, because here's what you have to understand. I talked about this on the last episode. I want to talk about it again just for a second, is that having a healthy nervous system is amazing. Being able to pray, sleep, and meditate is amazing. We're talking about the production pyramid. But having healthy relationships is a key component to expressing the life that you love. And you can't do it without healthy relationships. Like you can't do it alone. You've heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Having relationships is a key component. Having healthy relationships inside of your life is more important than how healthy you eat or how much you work out or what supplements you take. Period. Having chiropractic care will only allow your relationships to go to the next level. One of my favorite stories, I have a client that we were taking care of. She moved away now. We love her, but she moved away, which is cool because it allowed her to express her soul purpose on a deeper level. But one of the things she did almost immediately after getting under care is tell someone in her life who she had cared about very much that she had more feelings for than just friends, than just best friends. And as a result, she got turned down. However, the cool part was she was willing to do it and willing to create a deposit into that relationship. And they are closer now because of it, because she took the risk, because she was willing to address the relationships that brought her value inside of her life and show appreciation and show gratitude. Make those deposits. Understand that relationships are super, super important, which brings me back to the initial conversation that we had about Coco Swim Lessons, is that the people you are surrounding yourself with are either bringing you up are pulling you down. And if you only have people trying to pull you down, you will never get to where you want to in life. And it doesn't matter if these are coworkers, it doesn't matter if these are friends, it doesn't matter if these are family members, it may be a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't know how many people I take care of who have pain and back pain and shoulder pain and knee pain, and they're in relationships that they're miserable with. And as soon as they get out of relationships, all of their pain goes away, like a light switch. It's because relationships are key in our experience to life and our expression of life and our expression of God's design to allow us to live an infinitely magical and amazing human experience. Relationships are a key piece of it. So address yours. My friends, that's all I have for you on this episode. If you got some value out of this today, I hope you will leave a rating, leave a review, and then share this up with somebody who needs to hear it. That's how we get it in the hands of more people so we can ultimately change the world that we live in, because God knows that we need it now more than ever. I love you. I appreciate you for listening. I will come at you again next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.